You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. God bless you. Happy Monday. Maybe it's Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. here on WWBC, 7:30 a.m. right here on 91.5 FM, WMIE Radio. God bless you. Happy Monday. Maybe it's 5:30 in the afternoon on either one of those stations. We do what we can to get the word out here, and there's no more important thing here to get into your day here than the word of God, and that's what we're going to do, especially, well, what we're looking at here today. We're in Revelation chapter 14. We're looking at two different reapers that are going to reap and harvest souls here at the end of the age. The first one we believe is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, more on that here in a minute. First of all, I invite you guys to church here and to attend one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, Wednesdays at 6. So if you guys enjoy this radio show and if you're new to the area or if you're looking for a church home, we invite you to attend one of our services here. Wednesday, my associate pastor, Darren Solana, is teaching through Jude, and we just started that. Wednesday, and that's where we'll be this coming Wednesday, 6 o'clock. We would love to see you for our Wednesday night service. Sunday mornings at 10:30, we are in the book of Romans, and I will be in chapter 8 here on Sunday morning. So, okay, islandcommunitychurch.net's the website. Many of the sermons are uploaded on our YouTube channel, same name, Island Community Church. These programs are podcasts. This one here today is program number 56. Let's call this the Grim Reaper. That's where that phrase came from. It's right out of the Bible from what we're going to look at here today. The Bible shows us that there's going to be two different reapers. The first one we believe is Jesus. So do the Bible translators. The Bible calls this first reaper the Son of Man. We know that's the Lord Jesus' favorite title for himself. That's Revelation 14, 14. Then I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, cried out with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, saying, thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. So that's the first reaping. When the Lord gathers his elect out of the four winds. That's Matthew chapter 24, 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, the powers that are heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, just like we just looked at it from another angle. We're looking at it from heaven's perspective, where John is there with his rolling writer and his notepad, writing all this stuff down. John is seeing now from up there what the Lord Jesus said down here. Here to his disciples when he was alive. Then Matthew 24:30. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and all the tribes of the earth will wail. Why will they wail? Because they guessed wrong. That's why. They were wrong about Jesus. That's why it says he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will wail because of him. Then it says, even so, amen. That is, it is what it is, amen. You guessed wrong, even so, amen. Because they're going to look up, and they're going to see him coming on the clouds. They're going to look down. They're going to see 666 on their right hands. And that's why they're going to wail. You guessed wrong. And because you were bent out of shape and mad because God loves you. Friend, if you're upset that God loves you, you've been deceived by somebody that hates you. Lord God, I pray right now for all these listeners out here today, all of us, including me. I pray that you would clear the smoke of deception that's around all of us. I'm no different. I'm with everyone else. Help us to see clearly. Remove the fog and the smoke of deception that the enemy has blown our way. We pray that you would blow this smoke away. Help us to see clearly. We pray for the gift of discernment, all of us. Help us to see clearly. Help us to grasp the fact that you love us, and you love us so much, your son died in our place on the cross. Clear the smoke from us. Open our eyes. Now, in Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen. God loves you. So this is the first harvest here. So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. The Lord Jesus said it was going to happen this way. He said, as it was, and he compared this time to the time of the days of Noah, where people were just oblivious to what's going on in the spiritual. They're doing their own thing. It says the people didn't know a thing until the flood came and took them all away. So it will be when this happens here. Two people will be in the field. One will be taken. One will be left. Remember I showed you the word taken, paralambano, means to be received near. Like when the Lord Jesus is going to do that, he says, so that where I am, there you may be also, that he is going to come. He's going to receive you near to him right here through this harvest. The word for left behind, the word for left is the word aphiemi, the Greek word for a divorce, left behind, separated, irreconcilable differences. You were too upset that God loves you. That's verse 41. Matthew 24, 41, two women will be grinding at the mill, grinding at the mill. You're taking wheat and putting it in there and you're grinding in it so you can go and make some hot cakes for lunch. You see, that's people just, they're making food. Like perhaps you are here right now or later. It's just people just doing their own daily, marrying, giving in marriage, doing their own thing. Here it's two women preparing dinner. They're getting ready to make dinner. It's just like that, just out of nowhere. Two women will be making dinner here. One will be received near. One will be taken. The other will be left behind. Then Jesus says, you better watch out, friend. Don't let this happen to you. He says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And we believe here, this is the correct interpretation, like the New King James translators who capitalize the pronouns here, that this Son of Man is the Son of Man. So that's the first reaping. The Lord Jesus is coming again, and he's going to take his own out of this world. I just read the verse to you, Matthew 24, 29. He will send out his angels. He will gather together his elect from the four winds. And now, let's look today at the second harvest and this second reaping. Revelation chapter 14, verse 17. I've called this guy, well, he is. This guy's the Grim Reaper. And that's where all of the imagery from the Grim Reaper comes from, right here from today's text. Then another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth, and he threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Quite a difference from the first reaping, isn't it? The first one is someone who does this is like the Son of Man telling you who it is. The second one, strictly judgment here. Gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Verse 20, and the winepress was trampled outside the city, and the blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. What a horrible picture this is. Friends, oh, how we need Jesus. What a horrendous picture this is. 600 furlongs. Sounds like a horse race, right? 6 furlongs. Here it's 1,600 furlongs. Now, 1,600 furlongs is 200 miles. 200 miles of blood. Up to the bridle of a horse. Now, I'm not a horseman, but how high is that? 4 feet? 3 feet? So you got blood 3 feet high for 200 miles from the wine press of the wrath of God, because people couldn't get past the fact that God loves them, that God loves you, wants you to spend eternity with him. He says, all day long, I've stretched out my arms to you. The Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. That's God's will. That's God's desire for you, is that you would turn to him. 200 miles of blood, 3 or 4 feet high, or however high up this is, whether or not that's literal or figurative, I don't know. All I know is that this is a terrible scene. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47, with the subject heading the parable of the dragnet, the Lord Jesus says this. He says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore. But they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. Now, here is another reference, I believe, to the same thing. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, they will separate the wicked from among the just and cast them into the furnace of fire. They will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 50. Earlier in that chapter, the Lord Jesus explaining the parable of the wheat and the tares. Chapter 13, verse 37, as he explained that parable of why was there weeds amongst the wheat, the Lord says this. It says, he answered and said to them, this is Matthew 13, 37, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Those who have ears to hear will hear this and want no part of this, and they will stop running and turn from their sins and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because this is not a future that you want. This is why the Bible instructs us and warns us and has the word today all over the place. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. That was Psalm 95 spoken to the Jews, but that's right here on this Monday as well, spoken to you. Today, if you hear his voice, friend, don't let this be your future here. The furnace of fire. Now, let's move on here to chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the last seven plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. Standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, for they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are worthy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Now after these things, I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And that actually is the end of chapter 15 as well. So chapter 15 only has eight verses in it. So we'll wrap it up here for today. What can we take home with us here today out of this? Well, a few things. Number one, yes, you are to obey the government and obey its rules, except for when their rules are ungodly. That's when we're like Peter when he says we must obey God rather than man. And that is, you know, because the government is the one that forces you to do this. They're the ones that this last one world government is going to be the one responsible for forcing you to take this mark of the beast. So always obey the government, except when the government tries to force you to go against God. Number two, during the tribulation, God is dealing with national Israel and not with the church. You don't hear the church mentioned here. This is not the church. This is national Israel. We read in Romans 11:26, it says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion. Now, it's funny, we just saw Zion here when we started chapter 14 last week, when we saw the 144,000 out of Mount Zion. The deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Third thing we learn out of this. There will be two harvests coming up. One for the righteous, those who have decided to follow Jesus, and then everyone else who, as the text says, worship the Antichrist, They worship this modern day Frankenstein who's going to force people to worship, aka the image of the beast, who were deceived enough to take the mark. The two harvests, which harvest will you be a part of? The Bible says, the Lord Jesus says, that the days of Noah perfectly describe that time when people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. That's just going about their everyday life, and they were oblivious to what was going on around them. And then Jesus said, and then at that time, two people will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. That word for taken is the word paralambano, to receive near. The only other time you'll find paralambano is in John chapter 14, when Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself. That's the word, paralambano. Same word Jesus used here. Two will be in the field. One will be paralambano. The other will be left. That word left is left behind. The Greek word for a divorce, aphiemi, left behind, abandoned. The first reaping is the saints. Apparently, they're still around here. The second one is this reaping from this grim reaper that we looked at. The last point here that we looked at today, there is no repentance for being deceived at this time. Not like there's repentance today from being deceived. Today, right here and now, you can repent for the sins you've committed, for your unbelief. You can repent of the sins of being deceived. Just like the Apostle Paul said, he was forgiven. He said he was ignorant that he did what he did. Remember, he went house to house, dragging Christians out, handing them, throwing them into jail. Paul said he was forgiven because what he did ignorantly in unbelief. And you and I can still repent of that today for the things that we've done ignorantly and in unbelief. But the time is coming. If you take this mark of the beast, there's no repenting from that. There is no rest day or night for anyone that takes this mark and obeys the last world government that's coming up. We'll be picking it up here in our next program here. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll hear the sermon from this past Sunday, and that is Romans chapter 7. That'll play Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, we're moving on in the book of Revelation. We'll be looking at the first of these seven plagues, the last seven judgments from God on an unrepentant world. We'll pick that up on Thursday here on the radio. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you.
You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. Well, the president enthusiastically promoted in vitro fertilization both during his campaign and early in his second term. However, the administration's policy, which was unveiled in late October, was rightly described by Ethics and Public Policy Center President Ryan Anderson as, and I quote, "perhaps the least bad that we could have hoped for." But he then added, "but least bad is still bad." In his follow-up to the earlier executive order, the president announced his plan to dramatically reduce the cost of IVF, to provide insurance coverage for fertility treatments that included IVF, and to increase access. According to the president, you just can't get more pro-life than this. The problem is IVF is not pro-life. It's not even pro-fertility. While born children do result from IVF, the way it's most often practiced results in far more lives being lost or suspended in time in a freezer than any which survive. As Students for Life President Kristen Hawkins posted on X in response to the president's announcement, quote, "the IVF industry kills more preborn babies than the abortion industry. It doesn't cure infertility, and it practices eugenics," end quote. Well, also in October, in the wee hours of Halloween morning, the Illinois State Senate passed a bill to legalize assisted suicide in the state, adding the lethal practice to an unrelated measure on food sanitation. Because the Illinois House had already passed SB 1950, the bill now sits on the desk of Governor Pritzker, who has until January to either sign or veto the legislation. If he signs, patients with 6 months or less to live would be granted access to life-ending medicine, as long as it was determined by a physician and a mental health professional that they were of sound